It's 106.5 Mountain FM. Rob Murray here with our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Something that people have probably noticed if they've driven down Kananaskis Way. There's this development that's right across the street, I think from like the Wind Tower area there. It's been sitting there in a various states of being built for a number of years. A little bit of news on that this week, I understand.
This goes back to 2007. It's a townhouse project. It was fractional ownership. It has an amenities building. And since 2008, 2009, when we had that major economic shift globally, it has sat half finished and fenced. That's what, 6 years? It's derelict.
It looks like a dump there.
It is totally scary. It's come out of receivership. It's been bought. It's gone back into receivership. And now all the permits to build it have expired. They can't do anything until they reapply.
So someone still actually owns this piece of property?
The Town of Canmore Planning Department's been in conversations with them, and they've promised to clean it up by the end of May, which is now gone, and then reapply for permits and finish the project. I honestly don't know if it's safe enough to finish. And also, you know what? It's about time that the Town of Canmore, I think, actually steps up and demolishes it. The Town of Canmore does have a process it can go through to go after these people. It's just tough, right? Especially when it's for sale. You don't want to, as a municipality, affect a possible private property sale transaction.
But at the same time, when you've got essentially an abandoned construction site and a half-built project like that, I mean, you have to do something. You can't just let it sit there.
I think it's about time to stop hoping that whoever owns it or the next owner will actually do something with it. Is it actually worth enough to do something with? Or is the safety issue outweighed that concern for whatever company it is who owns it now? Glass has been broken. Homeless people have been living in it. It's a fenced, half-finished construction site that's been there for 6 years. How much longer do we have to wait?
What are we waiting for here? Why don't they just finish it? It's have something to do with the viability of sales on projects in Kananaskis Way and some of the restrictions that are in place there?
I think that might have a lot to do with it. Obviously, fractional ownership is no longer as in vogue as it was pre-2008. Yeah. A lot of financial institutions do not want to give you a mortgage for a property that has a restriction on the amount of time you can stay there. And there's a 28-day restriction for visitor accommodation in that district. So I'm not sure, other than the fact that it's almost not worth fixing at this point, which is why it sat in a state that it has sat in.